Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I am explaining how lymphatic system detoxification pre- and post-surgery improves healing. You have a choice to go into surgery prepared or unprepared. I believe preparing for surgery can reduce infections, inflammation, and improve your ability to heal. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help reduce inflammation and infection after a surgery. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published 10 years ago in 2006, and it basically explains how not understanding the lymphatic system or not having in it our understanding of health and disease is creating most of our health problems by allowing us to fill with cellular waste. I developed Work Called Lymph Practic to deal with that cellular waste. Again, it's a fully closed session. I work your lymphatic system, and within a few minutes, you feel totally different in your body. You feel open. You feel circulation. People feel it. And most importantly, it relaxes their body and brain dramatically. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally where we use Skype. When you understand the science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment plan, you have a better chance of having a faster recovery after surgery. Let's talk about this. If you've had surgery, how did you prepare for the event? Did you prepare for the surgery? You know, for most people, preparing for surgery means not eating after midnight. And that's not enough. Some people will even go out and have a big meal at home or out to dinner the night before the surgery. I believe this puts undue strain on the body right before surgery when we want to make the body work better and easier so it can overcome what's being done to it. For my own AC separation surgery, that's in my shoulder, 30 years ago, I know we went out to dinner the night before, you know, because you have that understanding of, well, I'm not going to be eating for a while. I may not be able to, you know, enjoy the foods I want, so let's go out and eat. But we really want to prepare. It's much better. In the future, if I need to have surgery, I would definitely prepare my body better so I can make it through surgery with less complications and heal faster. Lymphatic drainage before surgery can improve how well you do after surgery. It's really about improving circulation. When you receive trauma, and surgery is a trauma, the lymph and blood vessels become damaged. We cut them. And this limits their ability to work. And we get more inflammation and infection after a surgery. So in studies, it has been shown that it takes between 7 to 10 days for the lymphatic vessels to become reestablished and functional after surgery or trauma. Regeneration of these lymphatic vessels is complete after 14 days, meaning after 14 days, it's not going to come back together again. That's it. So that's why it's so important to understand that we have to do some lymphatic drainage, some type of work to improve the lymph system before and after surgery to improve circulation. Now, before I talk about how to prepare for surgery, I want to remind you that I see clients for many different problems, whether they're going for surgery, whether they have cancer, whether they have Lyme disease, whether they have arthritis, pain. Their head is having pain. They have headaches, migraines. I see many different things. The lymphatic system helps many different problems because it helps to clean every system in the body. And if it can't clean a certain system, then that area becomes filled with cellular waste, becomes a breeding ground for inflammation and disease. So it's so important to learn how to get this system going. So, again, if you're in the area, if you live somewhere around Phoenix, come in and see me in Scottsdale. I guarantee you I will change your life. Whatever your problem may be, whether you're preparing for surgery or not, when you start taking care of your lymphatic system, your life changes. And it's not just me working on your body and then you go home. I coach you before the session. We talk a little bit after the session. I answer any of your questions. You read my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, and you start just putting a few of these things into action. You start taking steps, and your life changes when you maintain your lymphatic system. And I can help you whether you live, again, nationally here or you live internationally. And it works well. I do a lot of people internationally, and we help their lymph system, and within the first few minutes, they really understand what they have to do to help improve their ability to heal. So basically, what we want to do pre-surgery is we want to clean up the body. Again, we were talking about how people just don't think about this. You know, they go out for a meal the night before, and they stop eating at midnight, and that's it. When I believe it's really about cleaning up for a few weeks before surgery. You'll lose some weight, you'll feel better, you'll go through surgery with flying colors without the complications of infections. So what you want to do is get a few lymph drainage therapy sessions or do some manual self-lymph drainage, which is similar to dry brushing. And you want to do this a few weeks before surgery. We definitely don't want to do it the week of surgery. We're loading the body up. Whenever we start to do a manual detoxification, we're manually moving waste out of the tissues and into the blood system, into the lymph system first, and then back into the blood system to be recirculated. So we make ourselves toxic for a day or two when we start making ourselves healthy, when we start improving our lymphatic system. And then our system becomes more in balance because we've removed some waste. So again, when we receive some lymph drainage therapy a few weeks before, we're preparing the tissues by enhancing lymph flow to bring fresh blood with oxygen and nutrition to the cells. This also helps remove waste like fibrin and cellular waste that could limit healing. Because again, when you have surgery, your body's flooding the area with fibrin and platelets and parts of dead cells to heal it, to make a patch. Well, the body just doesn't send just enough. It overfloods it. So now that starts flooding through your blood, through your organs, through your blood vessels, and it can make other problems. So we really want to have a cleaner body when we go into surgery. If you're doing self-lymphatic drainage, which is something we teach on our website or in our coaching, drain your lymphatics a couple of times a day for 3 days in a row and do that for 2 weeks. When we drain our lymphatics a couple of days in a row and we do it on consecutive days, we're really going through a powerful detoxification. And, of course, you can also change your diet, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Just some little changes can make a big difference and make your lymphatic system detox much better. So if you're doing self-lymphatic drainage, and there are many great lymphatic drainage therapists around the country, even around the world, drain your lymphatics basically. Go get a session, two times. First go 1 week, maybe the third week before surgery. The second week for your surgery, go two times for a lymphatic drainage session. And then the next week, go once, about 4 days before your surgery. And then you just let your body normalize up to the surgery date. This gives you time to detox and gives you time to build your system up before the surgery. And we do this in a specific manner. Now, if you can't find a lymph drainage therapist and you don't know how to drain your lymphatic system, you can go get a few massages. And what you ask for is a flowing Swedish massage. And if I get a massage, I say I want a medium, deep, flowing Swedish massage, meaning I don't want them to just stand there and beat up one area or a couple of areas. That makes more cell waste, and it's going to clog you up. You really want them to create circulation, to pick up that waste and change the environment around your cells and in your tissues. So we don't want to do any lymphatic work starting 48 hours at least before a surgery, because, again, we don't want to promote more waste being in the body, and it's just better to hold off. Wait until afterwards. If you're just going into surgery and you don't have any time to prepare, don't worry about it. Just make sure you're hydrated. After surgery, you'll be able to get some lymph drainage therapy then to help reduce infections. So post-surgery, it's really important to understand that gently draining the lymph a few days after surgery helps to minimize inflammation and infection and even speed recovery by improving circulation, right? When we improve circulation, when we improve the body's ability to pick up excess fibrin and waste that can be limiting circulation in the area, creating inflammation. When we see redness in an area after surgery or after a trauma, that is inflammation. It's clogged up. We need to open that up. And one of the most important ways is by improving your lymph flow. And we really never think of this. Improved lymph flow helps circulation after the procedure in order to lower your risk of inflammation and infection. If there are no complications like infection or bleeding, you can begin to gently drain your lymphatics 24 to 48 hours after surgery. And of course, we stay away from the surgery site. With the lymphatic system, we can improve circulation in a site of trauma or surgery by working above the area. If you have had knee surgery, we can drain your abdomen and inguinal areas and create flow in the knee by not even going near it. And you will feel the relief. You will feel less edema and swelling when we drain it or when you drain it. So it's so important to understand how we really have control over this, but it's really using the lymphatic system. When the lymphatic system becomes cut, guys, it doesn't pick up waste very well. So when excess protein builds in a scar, it is called a keloid scar. And again, the lymph system is meant to remove fiber and excess waste that can build on a scar and create that thickening. And many people get keloid scarring. It really is something that if we prepare for surgery, I believe we can have a lot less scarring. So lymphatic drainage can reduce fibrin and protein buildup in the newly forming scar. This is especially important after facial or cosmetic surgery when we want to keep the tissues flowing and healing without infection. Because after cosmetic surgery, often people get infections, and now you have to get another little surgery to fix that, and or the sutures may open up from the infection, and it makes things worse. So again, preparing before, and if you haven't had a chance, doing it after can really make a big difference. So we want to take a week and clean up your diet also. You know, a week or two, when you start doing the lymphatic drainage, we want to change our diet a little bit. You know, lay off the grains, lay off the wheat, the flour, less heavy proteins like red meat. Maybe eat more fish, turkey, chicken. Maybe for the last week, eat just, you know, some vegetables and fruit to really clean your body and help make it more alkaline. So we want to eat raw vegetables and fruits before and after surgery. These really have a strong effect on cleaning the body. So when you're looking at foods, what we want to eat, you basically need an acid alkaline food chart. And you can find that on my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Go down to the links all the way down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see an acid alkaline food chart. This really is important to just start, you know, having less acid foods like coffee, wheat, flour, rice, which many people eat a lot of these right after your surgery in hospital. They're going to give you coffee, they're going to give you a meat meal, and possibly rice, all things that can actually limit your circulation. So we want to eat more alkaline after surgery. You'll do much better and eat lighter. Besides lymph drainage therapy sessions and eating a more alkaline diet, we need to include deep breathing before and after surgery. Every time we take a deep breath, we move fluid through the wound area, through our blood vessels, to help improve circulation and remove cellular waste. And this really improves healing. We heal better when we have better circulation. So we need to have a hydrated body. If you haven't, 4 or 5 days before surgery, you want to hydrate your body, overhydrate it. Because after surgery, you know, yes, they are going to put an IV in, but your body's going to need more hydration. You flow better when we are hydrated. And good posture. Before surgery, make sure you're standing and sitting straighter. And after surgery, don't slouch because it hurts, and that will limit circulation. It's called guarding. We want to make sure we open up, even though it may hurt just a little bit. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help infertility with lymphatic system detoxification. This is a problem that me and my wife dealt with, and gladly. We have two beautiful children, and I hope to help other children by understanding how lymphatic system detoxification can help them conceive a child. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Thank you.